Most of you probably cannot see that. That's two pictures of my grandparents. And they sit in my house, and they remind me, and they cause me to remember different events that I had with them. We probably all have things in our homes, maybe in our wallets, you know, that remind us of something. The Lord gave the children of Israel some, I thought, the first time I'd ever really found this, a very unique way to remember their relationship with Him. In Numbers 15, 38 through 40, "Say to the Israelites, you must make tassels on the corners of your clothes. A blue cord must be on each tassel. You must do it for all time to come, and you will have the tassels to look at. They will remind you to obey all the Lord's commands. Then you will be faithful to Him. You will not chase after what your own hearts and eyes wish for. You will remember to obey all my commands, and you will be set apart for your God." I just read that this weekend. I thought that was amazing that God had given them a way to remember Him. Some people believe that it was on their bottoms of their clothing so that they would look down and see and to make sure that they're going on the right path. You know, Jesus gave us what we're getting ready to do as a reminder of the sacrifice that He gave. The slaps, the spits, the crown of thorns, the stripes on His back, the abuse that He went through for me. And the blood that was shed to purify me from all unrighteousness. He took my place. And I hope as you take this morning that you remember. That's what it's all about. Remembering. Remembering what He went through and what He did for me. And as you look at it, for you. Let's take the cup, the bread. And now the juice. Father, never let us forget. We are a forgetful people. And we are so grateful for the fact that You've given us this opportunity to remember and to bring ourselves closer to You, to dedicate ourselves even more for Your kingdom. And I just pray that as we've taken this morning that we will remember the blood that was shed for my sins and our sins. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen.